30 of the victims of the boat accident on the Volta leak have been rescued. However, about 12 people, mainly women and children, are still missing. The district chief executive for Karachi West, Moses Pugni, made this known to Radio Ghana.
It occurred in the Seni district on the Seni River, but I contacted my colleague from Seni district and he visited the scene. He was able to inform me that the accident occurred about 100 meters from the boat to land when it passed on a dam. So far, they were able to rescue about 30 of them. When they look at the number of people that from the boat owner, the information they were able to get was that about 12 of them could not be retrieved. So most of the people who died were the children and the women.
Now, those 30 that you said they were able to save, were they saved alive?
Yes, they are still alive.
And so how about those who lost their lives? Have they been able to recover the bodies?
For the meantime, two of the deputies at the government hospital in Moshe.
Was it as a result of overloading as we heard?
Actually, it's not a result of overloading, because if you look at the route taken from Abuja, most of the passengers dropped on the wheel, and what was left could not cause the accident if it has not passed on the sand.
We know that government gave that contract to a Holland private organization to approve the stamps. What has happened to them?
They are now in Aflam Bridge on the Aflam River. They have started the work all right, but they have not reached our side yet.
And you want to tell me that the boat operators do not know the areas where those stamps are so that they can avoid them?
Actually, at a certain time of the year, the level of the water is very high. It will cover most of the stamps. Even some tall trees within the river will be covered, which you cannot identify.
So what is happening in the area now? People are worried.
Yeah, everybody is worried about the situation.
DCE for Karachi West, Moses Pugni.